UHXS Mobile listening.
PA Mobile.
My name here is Dave. I'm just here on Highway 290 heading back towards Greer.
I'm heading back towards Greenville. I'm fixing to get on 85 here in a minute from up here to Houndfest.
Meet you, Jimmy. The missus and I, we just moved up to the Greer area a couple of months ago. Just getting my feet wet up here, finding my way around.
Getting around here, but of course I've lived here all my life, so it's kind of easy for me.
Yeah, I'm pretty good. We closed on the house back in July, so been up and around these roads for a little bit anyway. We moved up from Florida, even though my two-call comes from New York, and I kept a two-call for years. But, we came up in June, or actually the end of June, and we closed on our house July 31st, and we moved in 2 weeks after that.
Florida.
I'm tired of the heat. You know, I grew up in the cooler weather, and the wife and I wanted to kind of move into an area where we had at least four seasons, or a couple of seasons anyway, where we're not in 90 degrees in January. And did I mention I was an air conditioning tech? Go figure.
Looking good right here. The crazy seasons we had back and forth all the time probably puts a strain on the AC units, I would think.
Oh, yeah. And it put a strain on me down in Florida, 90 degrees, 150 in the attics.
I used to be an electrician, and I did a lot of hospital and nursing home work. Most of the ones right here are basically like a residential attic on a lot of the nursing homes, and they get so hot.
It's not so bad, but when you do an attic install down in Florida, if you're not in that attic at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock in the morning, man, you better be out of the attic by 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah, I don't like that. One of the reasons I got out of electrical, got burnt out on it. I didn't like that kind of work.
Okay, you kind of dropped out there. Can you say that again, please?
But basically, I'm saying that's the kind of reason why I got out of electrical work. Just didn't like the, you know, the stuff I was having to get into all the time. Kind of got burnt out on it.
Oh, I hear you. Well, I still work in the field. I'm just taking a little bit of a break right now. I've got just settling in and, you know, things like that. I'm just going to find a company to work for in the Greer area or do it myself.
Yeah, I got a friend of mine. He's a manager for Southeastern Mechanical. He does, one of their departments is heat and air.
A couple of small companies here in town, in Greer, rather. Might go visit one on Monday. Just see what's happening in this area. I worked for one company in town, down in Greenville, that I had to leave. They were just so mismanaged.
So that's, I guess that's anywhere, though.
And I'm in a position where I can be a little choosy. I don't have to just take the first job that comes along.
People have to buy some gear off and just try to figure out what I wanted to do. Just helped a buddy of mine out on the run liner shop. Worked with him for about a year until I figured out what I wanted to do, and I got into machining.
Yeah, I'm going to take off for the rest of the year. And I've got a couple of guys in town that I can go help from time to time. And then just kind of float through the winter and then hit it hard in like March. Something like that, when the weather starts warming up again.
Mine, though, probably next summer, I'll probably be in market for a new AC unit. Mine's about 15 years old now, is old Goodman. It was after Goodman was good. And I think it's starting on this, going on its way down.
Got it. My call letters are good on QRZ.com, and my information's on there. It's my calls are Kilowatt Bravo 2 Hotel X-Ray Sierra, H times S or HXS.
Say it again, 6 and tap it down.
Yeah, absolutely. It is Kilowatt Bravo 2 Hotel X-Ray Sierra, HXS, or to think of it, H times S, and you'll get it every time.
Put it in here just to make sure I had it. All right, well, it's good talking to you. I'm going to run in QT here and get me something to drink and head back down the interstate.
All right, good enough, Jim, or Jimmy. I don't know how you like to be called, but you have a good afternoon, and I'll be listening out. KB2H, XS.
NGPA, clear.